Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Your window on the world today, Advanced, will be talking about a person that you might be interested in knowing. So stay tuned and find out more. Well, thank you all for joining us in Advance, the window on the world. And we're not only going to talk about people, but we are going to talk about a lady who has done a great job here in Taiwan. And what's her name?
Well, her English name is Judith Chen.
Okay, and you're just listening now to Catherine. And Catherine, you wrote this article, and it's a very good article. Thank you.
Thank you, Doris. Yes, I did write this article. We got to go and talk to Judith a few weeks ago, and that was a lot of fun.
Well, we're so glad that we could interview her personally. And then we have our editor for our Studio Classroom magazine with us today, Linda Ludwig. How are you, Linda?
I'm great, and it's great to be here with everyone today.
And Linda, you met Judith too, didn't you?
Yes, she came to visit the office once, and I had the opportunity to meet her. Very nice person.
And after we met her, I thought, you know, it might be interesting for us to have some article about her because she's someone who lives right here in Taiwan, and she has really done a good thing, I think, for the people of Taiwan. Do you think so?
Yes, I think that she's introduced something, a specialty item that's very good for this place.
Well, what is that item?
They are duvets.
No, it says D-U-V-E-T. So I would say duvet because, you know, there's a T there.
Well, but actually that is not right. Whenever you see this word, you never pronounce the T. It's duvet.
And whenever there's a T that you don't pronounce, you know it's a French word, right?
Yes, that's right.
Because they don't. When they're going to say the T, they put some other letters after it, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Right, the pronunciation. With the T at the end of all the French words are silent usually.
Mm-hmm. Either silent or like this one. So call it the duvet lady. And what is a duvet, though?
A duvet is a kind of bedding, actually. It's like a spread. It's usually can separate and you put something in between like the spread, the covering.
Chinese would call it like a mianbei, something like that. And actually we call those quilts sometimes too. It's a kind of a quilt, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Right. Except I think the difference is a quilt is already made for you.
Right.
But this you insert in between the layers so that it keeps you warm. You can actually take out the covering, that middle part in the summertime and still use the covering.
Right. It's a certain kind of a quilt,
right.
say, or blanket. Mm-hmm. It's just a different type.
Right.
So the reason we're going to talk about this is because this lady had an idea. She's a woman with a penchant for down and feathers, and she became a bedding tycoon. Who's ever heard of a bedding tycoon?
Well, I certainly had not until I met with Judith. So she was, pretty interesting.
Well, she has a penchant for something. What does that actually mean?
Well, a penchant means that you really have a particular interest in something or like to do something. So here, for Judith, she had a penchant for down and feathers, which is quite interesting. That means that she's always been interested in those two items.
Well, down, I think of the word down when something falls down, you know, shachi. That's not this kind of down. This is another use of the word down. That's what's so strange about English.
Yes.
Down, I think, just means to fall down. But here it doesn't mean that.
That's right. Here we're using the word down to talk about soft hair or feathers. We usually use this word when we're talking about birds like duck or geese.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually, I was reading, the hair that's on their bellies.
Right.
And it's underneath the feathers of the bird.
Very soft.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and
we
of
have
course
to,
feathers.
Right.
Too.
And it's a noun in this situation, not a verb.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, she really had a strong desire to use this for something. And she did. And she turned it into a business. So you could say she became a tycoon. What does she think about men being tycoons, don't we?
I usually do when I think of a tycoon. But I think it's cool that a woman is also considered a tycoon.
Yeah, I do too. That's why I really enjoyed this story, because Judith started this company, and so she became a tycoon by starting the company and really succeeding in her area.
Right. So the article today on the Duvet Lady is going to begin here now, talking about the scene of when she was a young girl, how she got interested in this. So let's find out more. Let's read the first section.
Imagine this scenario. A young girl who searches for pristine feathers after school is aptly nicknamed the Little Duck Feather Girl. She spends time at her family's farm collecting discarded feathers, creating feather dusters, and learning about the various characteristics of ducks and other fowl through hours of observation. Her interest in feathers blossoms into a passion as she grows older. And so begins the story of the founder of Royal H&S Corporation, a Taiwanese company that is 21 years old this year.
Can't you just imagine this scene? A scenario seems like a rather fancy word, but say, just imagine the setting.
Right. We usually use this in a more formal kind of situation when we use scenario, but it just means the scene, right?
Right. Can you imagine this young girl out looking for feathers? Now, there's a lot of different feathers. There's bird feathers and duck feathers, chicken feathers. Well, what are pristine feathers?
Pristine means pure and not dirty or spoiled by anything. I would think it would be quite difficult to find pristine feathers on a bird on a farm.
Or even a chicken coop, right?
Right.
Right. But she's looking around for them after school. She's looking for these nice feathers. And so because she loved to go around and play with ducks, you'll notice there's pictures of ducks on this page and the next page, because she loved ducks.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to see her in her office, she had a duck, and that's why we took a picture with the duck. So that's what she was called. She was called the Little Duck Feather Girl.
Right. Well, obviously, she liked to get the feathers from the ducks and probably was looking, got to know the ducks very well, I would assume.
Mm-hmm.
She must have grown up on a duck farm.
Yeah, her family had a farm, and they had a bunch of ducks near this pond. And she told me that she used to, you know, collect the feathers, and she would make like feather dusters to mm-hmm. clean with. And she always kept feathers with her, so it was definitely an interest when she was a child.
I'm sure everybody has seen these feather dusters that you mm-hmm. dust around your house with, and so forth. You can buy them in a lot of handicraft shops, can't you?
Right. We actually have a couple at our house. Mm-hmm. We always use it like to dust off our car. Mm-hmm. They work really well.
Instead of putting a cloth there,
you use a feather duster.
Get the dust off. Right. They don't scratch the car because they're very soft.
Mm-hmm.
So she would make feather dusters. And at the same time, she was learning other things about them.
Right. She was learning about the various characteristics of ducks and other fowl. And fowl is a bird of a type that's used to produce meat or eggs. So this is like chicken or ducks.
All right. So we'll call them fowl, right? Mm-hmm. And through hours of observation and not just looking at them, but, you know, sort of playing with them and looking at what they were doing and how the feathers came off and everything to do with ducks. She was fascinated with ducks.
Right. And I think this is a very picturesque use of language here. It says that this interest blossomed into a passion, okay? So it means it started out, she was very interested in ducks, but then she became passionate about feathers as she grew older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that her starting this company, I mean, she obviously became very interested when she was a little girl and never really let go of that. It just grew and grew and grew.
Right. And so now, after this introduction, we begin the story of the founder of Royal H&S Corporation, and this is a Taiwanese company. It's 21 years old. So now we're going to hear more about the company and what they do, aren't we?
Yes, it's a very interesting story.
Well, and it says she became the founder of this company called Royal. The Royal is a name that I always think of people like that belong to the king or the queen or the royal families. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It seems like something very elegant, royalty, doesn't it?
Right. So I think that actually this is probably a very apt name for this company because this company produces high quality bedding and using the best feathers and best down that can be found.
Yeah, actually, Judith told me that that's exactly why she chose the name Royal, was because she wanted her customers to think of the words elegance or luxury. She wanted her product to be something luxurious that her customers could enjoy.
That's why on this photo we have here with some of the people in her office, it said that that's why she chose the name. Mm-hmm. She wanted them to think of elegance, luxury, something beautiful and innovation means something different, mm-hmm. a different way to use things. So Royal was a very good choice, I think.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The products that I was able to see were beautiful, and they were definitely elegant, and they just looked so soft and luxurious, mm-hmm. relaxing.
Right. And, of course, there's a lot of companies that use the name Royal. Many, many companies use that.
Oh.
In fact, it's a lot of people's names. My little brother's name was David Royal Broome. So Royal is also a name people mm-hmm. use, don't they?
Right.
So it's kind of a British name, really. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, let's find out how this changed. What happened here? We're going to read about bringing about change.
Bringing about change. Traditionally, bedding used in Taiwan has always been made with cotton. The overriding belief is that the heavier your comforter is, the warmer you will be. However, the little duck feather girl, whose real name is Judith Chen, knew more warmth and comfort could be obtained another, possibly healthier way, and so she wanted to introduce down products to Taiwan. Chen hoped to dispel the belief that more weight equals warmth, and fill what she believed to be a void in the market. From the hours she spent as a young girl observing the ducks at her family's farm, she knew the potential warmth and protection from the winter damp that duck down and feathers offered.
Well, it's interesting that she did grow up on a farm, and there's a lot of small farms in Taiwan. I grew up on kind of a small farm, only 5 acres, but we had a few chickens and a cow, and it wasn't really a big farm. But I think it's nice to grow up on a farm because you get to see more animals than you do if you just live in an apartment.
Yes, I agree. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I live from West Texas, so there were farms all around my town, and some of my family members had a farm, so we would always go there on the weekends and ride the horses.
Or have a horse or a cow mm-hmm. or something like that.
Yeah.
Not a big farm, but just a small farm.
I know.
Well, actually, I lived on a large farm of 1,000 acres
when
I was in high school. But it's in western North Dakota, and it was wheat farming, but we also had chickens and turkeys and cows and horses.
Oh, wow.
And so when you grow up on a farm, you're familiar with animals mm-hmm, more than people mm-hmm. who live in a city and are mm-hmm. not around them very much. But when you think about the things that we use at night to cover us, like we call our blankets or our quilts or our covers, mm-hmm. what kind of covers do you have, we can call this bedding. And bedding can include, I think, sheets, too.
Mm-hmm. And pillows, everything used on mm-hmm. your bed.
And some stores just sell all kinds of bedding, mm-hmm. don't they? So usually, in the past, a traditional, ordinary kind of things that we use for our beds in Taiwan, they were usually made of cotton.
That's right. And I've had one of these before, and what I remember is that they're very, very heavy.
Right. And the cotton has a way of, when the weather changes, it gets sort of knotted up into little balls, and it's not as nice, is it?
No. We've had one in the past, too, and I didn't really like it. It was... Mm-hmm. When you turned over, you felt like you were turning the weight of the world over.
Right.
It was so heavy.
But, you know, usually people think when they call it here the overriding belief, they mean the belief that most people have. Mm-hmm. It seems to most people that the heavier your blanket or your cover is, the warmer you're going to be. It's cold, so put more covers on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that always true?
Not necessarily. I think it really depends upon the kind of covers you use.
Well, that's true.
If you're mm-hmm. using cotton, I suppose the more the better.
But it doesn't always work that keeps you that warm, does it?
Well, I think you'll be warm, but I think you'll be less comfortable.
Heavier.
Because it will press down on your body so much that it's almost, I found it hard to sleep sometimes when I was being suffocated underneath the cotton quilt.
Well, so that's exactly what, you know, Judith was thinking. And so they called her the Little Duck Feather Girl. And her real name is Judith Chun.
Mm-hmm.
But she really knew more warmth and comfort could get to us in another way. She said, there's another way to do this. Maybe it's healthier. And she thought, there must be another way. And so she started to think about a different way to make blankets or covers.
I think she probably came up with this idea by her time on the farm from observing the ducks and the geese there and realizing that they stayed warm in, you know, Taiwan's winters can be quite chilly and
yes.
very damp, and you get cold. And mm-hmm. so from observing them, she realized that the ducks weren't and really what kept them warm.
And the things, of course, that really keeps them warm is not just their feathers, but the end of the feathers, the down part
mm-hmm.
of it, which is right next to their body. So she thought, that keeps the animals warm. They're not cold. Maybe we should use it more.
That's right. Of course, where I'm from in the northern part of the United States, we always wore down jackets
mm-hmm.
because they kept you warm.
That's right.
You know, you couldn't just wear cotton all the time or
no.
wool, but if you wanted to go outside, you know, and like you were
right.
in the snow, then you had to wear something that kind of repelled the water.
A lot mm-hmm. of jackets are made with this duck down in
mm-hmm. right.
Day. All right. So she thought that she would get rid of this belief. To dispel something just means to get rid of it so that people don't have that belief anymore. And what was the belief she was trying to get rid of or change?
Well, it was that overriding belief that the heavier, the better, okay, or more weight equals warmth.
Okay, so she thought there's another way. Now, there are different ways that you can be warm. We even have thermal underwear where it's two layers together instead of the very heavy old woolen underwear. And people have found there's ways to use lighter weight material and be warmer and not have all that heavy, scratchy wool next to you or whatever, right?
That's right. And they are becoming lighter and lighter.
Mm-hmm. But they're warm still.
Very warm.
But at that time, she felt there was kind of a void in the market. People weren't doing that, so there was a need. A void is just kind of like a hole. It's emptiness, right?
Right. So if she took away those heavy quilts or said you don't really need that weight, then what is going to come in and take the place of them? That's
so,
what she was trying to do.
So what did she do then?
Well, she took what she had learned as a child and decided to try and create something using the down from the ducks, something that's lighter but will keep customers and everyone just as warm as heavy feathers or a heavy quilt will.
So she thought that this was a possibility. It was a potential.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When something has potential, you couldn't. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
The potential warmth and the protection, because in the winter it's kind of cold and damp, and she thought, maybe this duck down would be a good thing to do. So she started thinking about it.
Very innovative, I think, on her part, you know, to
mm-hmm.
to you know, observe them as a child and think about them. I mean, obviously she loves ducks, and to think about what they could have to offer to society, this kind of warmth and protection, or where to get it from. Obviously
mm-hmm.
she didn't enjoy being, as Katie said, suffocated under those heavy quilts either.
Right. And if you look at the photo that we have on page 18, she's holding something in her hand. And you say, what is that? So what is it?
Well, actually, that was when I was there, and she was giving us a presentation about all the products that her company has. And so that's the clicker to change the slides on the PowerPoint screen. So okay. She was telling us everything that, yeah.
And didn't she have some kind of duck? There's a basket with that on it?
Yeah, that's right. The picture at the top, I'm sorry. She's holding gray down, and
mm-hmm.
it's one of the most expensive down that they have.
And there's a picture of her holding it in her hands, and
mm-hmm.
then there's one with weighing it, see,
right,
at the very
yeah.
top, that picture.
Yeah, and I got to hold it, too. It's so light. It's like trying to hold on to a cloud. I mean, it's so fluffy.
Yeah. So we're going to find out more about how she did this. Let's take one more paragraph today.
The Duvet Lady's Mission. Judith Chen, the CEO and founder of Royal H&S Corporation, is a forward-thinking businesswoman. And thanks to her persistence, her company has completely changed the bedding market within Taiwan. Despite an arduous start, the Duvet Lady has coaxed her company into being a major force in Taiwan's business world. From the beginning, Chen knew what she wanted to introduce to people in Taiwan. Lightweight, comfortable down duvets that would improve the health and sleep of consumers.
So now she's not only known as the little duck feather girl, but she's known as the duvet lady. That's a little bit different. The duvet lady's mission.
Right. So obviously, I think we're going to learn about how she started her corporation here. It says here that she's a forward-thinking businesswoman. So forward-thinking means that, you know, she is very innovative in her thought and thinking
ahead.
About the future. Kind of like you, Doris.
Plans ahead. Well, you see the picture. I had a picture when I visited her office, and she wanted to show me the little duck that she had there. It's not a real duck, you know. But... And I kind of like animals, too. And so we took a picture with the duck. But whenever we think of her, I always kind of think, when I see ducks, then I think of her because she kind of associates that emblem. Just like Studio Classroom, when you see an owl, Studio Classroom.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Which is supposed to be wisdom, so forth. But when you see a duck, you used to think of duck eggs or something else. But now you can think of duvet.
That's
something different, right?
Right.
So she's now the CEO and the founder of this company, and as you mentioned, that she does think and plan ahead. But she also has some qualities that are very important if you want to stay in any kind of business, and there's that word persistence that's used here.
Right. This is a great word, and she had to have persistence, meaning she never gave up. She just kept going. And because of that, because she didn't give up and she was forward-thinking, then actually her company has changed the bedding market in Taiwan. I think that's marvelous, actually.
Mm-hmm. Right. She, because of her persistence and trying to be sure that people found out about the product, it wasn't just something to sell. It wasn't just like a business. She just had this idea that people need to sleep better. And she was proud of her company that was here, and she thought that she's going to change. And it did. It changed a lot of things in Taiwan.
But, you know, by using this word, it also shows us that it wasn't easy.
I'm sure
she probably felt like giving up many, many times. And especially because of this overriding belief about weight equals warmth. And she had to totally change the way people think.
And you said it wasn't easy. And there's that word there that reminds me that that's arduous. Anything that is arduous means it's very difficult.
Right.
That's right. And the start of her company was really difficult. She told me that whenever she first started, she created the duvets. And then she had to go around to different hotels that were up in the mountains, and she would drive for hours just to go show them her product and say, do you want to use this in your hotel? And it took her a long time to get the idea to stick in their heads.
Right. It was a big job. Mm-hmm. It was arduous. That's a very good word, you know, to explain something that is not easy. You have to keep doing it. But it said that she coaxed the company, so she gradually helped it. It didn't just happen overnight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this and sell this. Bang, bang, it's on the go. Not like that.
No. If you coax something, it means you really, really have to encourage it and kind of push it and move it along as best you can.
Yeah, it's kind of like an inch-by-inch thing. So little by little, she succeeded in getting her duvets into hotels and then further into Taiwan.
Well, that last sentence that we read at the end of this paragraph, the last couple of sentences, really tells us how she did this because she knew what she wanted to do. She wanted to introduce this to the people of Taiwan, and she had a purpose. She had a goal. Mm-hmm. And with it to say, I'm going to sell this and make money, that's probably not enough of a goal to really succeed.
I don't think that it hasn't ever talked about her goal of making money here. Really, it's talked about providing warmth and comfort to people while they're sleeping.
Right.
And I think that probably was more of her mission or her goal here than in starting her company.
Right. It wanted to improve the health and the sleep of the people who buy it, and we call them consumers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's you and me, all of us, people who buy it. So she thought, this is something that we have. There's a lot of ducks in Taiwan, and we can have this beautiful duvet, and it will be better for people. And there's lots of other good things about them, but we're going to talk about it more tomorrow because our time is up for today. But today, we have learned some interesting things. Let's have a very brief review.
Right. We're talking about, is that what she's called? Or the little duck feather girl, okay, and how she went from being the little duck feather girl to the founder and CEO of a major bedding company featuring duvets.
The duvet lady, from the duck little duck girl to the duvet lady.
That's right. She gained the nickname the duvet lady after she created down duvets, and she brought them to Taiwan, and she got them put everywhere, and she kind of changed the mind of the way people think here, I think. Made them want to use down duvets instead of the
traditional
ones. Next
time you go out shopping, look around your store.
Yeah.
You might see something that says Royal, and we're going to find out more about some of the interesting things that she's done with her products. And this will be a good lesson for us to study English by, to know people that we might even meet ourselves someday. So thanks for being with us. We have two more days when we'll discuss this article. We hope you'll be here every day. And if you want to sleep well at night, well, just get one of these little duvets. Both of us have one now, and I love mine.
That's right. I love mine, too.
Okay, so we'll see you tomorrow when we continue the article. Thanks for being with us, and you all come back tomorrow, too.
Bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.